first Mishnah in the Perek, it says, Al Pes Ha'il Noi B'Boi Pri Oit, Chutz Min Ha'Yayin, Al Pes Ha'or Tzoyim B'Boi Pri Adoma, Chutz Min Ha'Pas. Now we have some times when you could make on a fruit, you can make Adoma. We have a few cases in the Gemara like that, which means sometimes it's not the main fruit of the tree. The marshal, you have here a whole sugi in the Gemara of Kura, Rabbi Yudama by the Pir Adoma. Then you have a case of Mine Nitzpa, Alan Tamris. Nitzpa is a tzlaf tree. A tzlaf tree has four different types. It has Alan Tamris, Evyonis Kafrisen. So it's a whole sugi in the Gemara. And we paskin only Evyonis, that's the main fruit that you make, or anything else you make, or Adoma. So we find cases where on a fruit you make very Priho Adoma. Same thing is, first things later, if you eat grapes, like grapes, the Gemara says that it has to reach a certain size, boiser, at least the minimum size, which is the size of pul halav on a white bean. We don't know exactly how to measure that, but that's the cloud that before that, you don't make ha'etz on a grape. The poskim take a talk, l'maisa b'sman hazeh. Most poskim say that if that's the normal, that it is ripe, then you don't have to worry about the shear. But me'ikir adin, it has to have that size, which means before that, maybe it's not considered ripe and you don't make ha'etz. So what bracha do you make? So Tosfos says on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that pochus mikan shiurei kepul halavan upochus mikan, if the grape is less than the size of a white bean, loy hava peira, it's not considered a peira. Mikan yesh lomoid dal boisa pochus mipul, if a grape was less than that size, loy mevochna le boi priyot ala boi priyadoma, you would make boi priyadoma. So that is an accepted klal. No one argues on that pashtus, that a fruit that's not the main fruit or not ripe enough, you make by a pri adoma. But now the shaila is, how does the bracha by a pri adoma fit in? It's not a pri adoma. How does that fit in over here? You could say, you don't make oetz, you make shahakol. That we can understand, because shahakol, al kol ana mam shahakol niyem b'dvar yotze. But how does it fit in the bracha by a pri adoma? It doesn't grow from the ground, it grows from the tree. So Poshet, the Teretz is, which is a Mishnah later in the Mem Mamad Aleph, Mishnah says, Berech al peiris ha'il by a pri adoma yotza, that just like shahakal b'dieved is good for everything, hu adin by a pri adoma is good for peiris ha'il. So that means that all these Gemaras that say that you can make Adoma on these types of foods is all based on that Mishnah that b'di'evet yoytze with Bayo Pri Adoma on a fruit.
How does the Mishnah tell you to do a b'di'evet?
That means that in this case, since you can't make ha'etz, so you have to do the b'di'evet gebrocha. Since you can't do the ha'etz, you have to do the b'di'evet gebrocha.
Maybe it's the chachila. I mean,
in this case,
if something grows from the ground, right? Just like vegetables grow from the ground. Just like the soy. Bayo Pri Adoma doesn't mean a pain like that. Not just a bean that's a pain. It's even that the actual plant itself is a Pri Adoma. So it should be the hachita Pri Adoma. So until it's finally an edible fruit, it all is part of the tree. So you eat the tree, make the Bayo Pri
Adoma. Okay. That's exactly what I was trying to say. But the Shagasaya, he says for Dava Poshet that all these places where it says you make Adoma, it's only based on that Mishnah. But because of that, he has a big problem. Because over there, the Gemara on that Mishnah says, Man Tana De'ik Ilm Ara Omram Nach Vitzchak Rabbi Yehudah. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that Mishnah is really a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Ravona. That means like this. There's a machlokes b'yudin d'rabbanan in Hilchos Bikurim. Nothing to do with brachos. The Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim says like this. It says that a person brings a Bikurim. It says in the Torah, he has to say the Pasha there that's brought in the beginning of Kisavoy. So the Gemara says, let's say the tree of these fruits, by the time he came to Yerushalayim, it was Niktza Tzoil. The tree was already gone. So the Tanakhama says, maybe Ve'ene Koyra. You can't say V'ata Hine Evesis Reshis Priho Adoma, because the Adoma of this fruit is the tree, and the tree isn't at this point is not there, so you don't say the Pasha. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, maybe V'Koyra. Rabbi Yehuda says you could still say. Why? So the Gemara says, because Iker Il Nara, because the main source of the Yanika, the whole tree comes from the ground, so the Ara is the ground, not the tree. But that means that the Gemara is saying that this Mishnah is not a Halacha Psuka, because it's a Machoikis. And in Bikurim, it's really the stamp. The Tanakhama is saying, maybe Ve'ene Koyra. So it sounds like from the Gemara that this Mishnah is really a Machoikis. So now the Rishonim Taka discuss whether we pass like this Mishnah or not. So Tosfos says we do pass like our Mishnah, because but here it's a stam, so this is the Iker, so we do pass like this. And Memela, Lefiza, in Hilchos Bikurim, if we pass like that in Brachos, we have to pass like that in Bikurim too, because the Gemara is connecting the two things. So even though there it's a stam, but here since a Machloikis, but here since it's a stam, so the halacha is that Ike il nara, and hu adin l'inyan bikurim, we have to accept the psak of Rabbi Yehuda, even though there it's a yochid, that may be v'koira. That's Tosfos Shittim. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim says may be v'ein koira. That means in Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam is saying the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that the if the tree is not here, the adam of this food is not here, you cannot say the parashim. So Taka, all the Meis Kalim say that it seems like Lefi the Rambam that Hu Adin L'Gavah Brocha, you cannot. If in Hilchos Bikurim you say that if the tree is not here, you can't say the Pasha Hu Adin, in Hilchos Brochas you have to paskin that you cannot be the Yevad, even you're not Yotze with the Brocha by Pri Adam. And the Rashba Taka says that Lefi Shittas Rambam, and in Bili there's two Neschos in the Rambam, two Gesos in Hilchos Brochas. And the Rambam has to hold in Hilchos Brachos Taket the Avad, you're not Yotze. Not like what we assume, as most poskim say, the Rambam will hold that you're taking out Yotze. So Shagasai says, but that can't be. Because the Rambam himself brings these Gemaras that we just mentioned before. This is the Gemara of Tzlaf. The Rambam brings that you make Adoma on the other fruits, which is not the main fruit. So he says, how could you make Adoma on the ones that are not the main food? Good, they're not as choshev, but it doesn't grow from the ground. It's niktzatzoil, there's no Adoma left for this, so you can't say the Pasha of Bikurim. So over here, the Adoma of this food is the tree, and the tree is hoitz. How could you make Adoma? Elamai, if the Rambam brings that then, that the other things you can make Adoma, it has to be that Rambam does agree with the Mishnah in Daf Mem, and even though in Hilchos Bikurim, he doesn't agree with this Shitta, you have to find a different Teretz. But you can't say that Rambam holds in Hilchos Brachos and that you're not Yotze, because if you're not Yotze on a regular food, then you should not be able to make Lekatchila on a Peder that's not completely ripe, or on a Peder that's not the main food. That's the shit of the Shagasaya.
So he's saying that Lefi the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, come up by Tzlaf, in our Gemara of Tzlaf, you should make a Hadam, a Shahakal, or whatever.
A Hadam
wouldn't be Shayach.
Hadam won't be Shayach. But the Rambam does quote Hadamah, so it has to be, because the Rambam holds that Ikeil is Ara like the stomach of the Mishnah in Daf Mem. Even though it looks like a steer, so we have to look for a teretz. But that's how he goes with the shitta. He starts off with the shayla like this. He starts off, if someone, by mistake, made ha'adoma, Do you have to Yisrael Yirei Shemayim be makbid to try to find the Eitzah to be Yotze the Shittas Rambam, that maybe he wasn't Yotze, maybe find a different food? Or is he not mechuyev to look for an Eitzah? And he goes with this whole tshuva that there's no such a thing in the Rambam. The Rambam never meant it, because you see that he agrees with the Stam Mishnah. So you don't have to worry about the other Gersa in the Rambam. It has to be a mistake. Not like the Rashba, but the Rashba assumes that the Rambam will hold that if he made a Adam, he was not Yotze. So he's saying he's arguing on the Rashba. But that with the Shagzai is saying that all these Gemaras is only based on the cloud that Ike El Nara. B'chayra, I see in the Rosh that he holds the opposite. Because when Tosfos says Shi'ur, again, Tosfos says Shi'ur, I can pull a lovon. Tosfos says, Ipochas mikan loy hava peira, less than the size of a pull a lovon, a grape less than that size. Mikan yesh loma dal bais epochas mipul loy mevochan aloy bai priu eitz, aloy bai priu adama. Again, and according to the Shagzaya, that's based on the Shitta Depa D'Evid, you could make Adam on any fruit, because the Iker is the Kaka. So this whole Tosfos, according to the Shagzaya, is based on that Klal of the Mishnah, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Depa D'Evid, you can make on anything Adam, because the Iker is the Kaka. But now I see in the Rosh that you can't say like that. Because if you look in the Rosh there, when he quotes this Tosfos, the Rosh is in Simen Hay. In our Perek Simen Hay. The Rosh in Simen Hay, Tanan, he starts with Tanan name saying, Koit Salons Beshvias. And then he brings Va'amar Avasa Hu Boisa Hu Girua Hu Shura Kapul Alavan. He quotes this Gemara that the size of a grape is the minimum size of a grape is Pul Alavan. Now the Rosh says like this: Mikan Yesh Lilmoid She'ein Mevachem Bay Priyoitz Ala Boisa. From here you see that you can't make Bay Priyoitz on a grape that's Shu Pachsim Pul Alavan. If the grape is less than a Pul Alavan, you cannot make Bay Priyoitz. Aber mvochel bei pri adama. Kimoy kafrisen. And he brings a makor from kafrisen, which is, like we mentioned before, by a tzlaf tree. A tzlaf tree. The kafrisen is not the main fruit. Domrina lel bei pri adama. Same thing is, on a grape less than the size of a pil alavan, you make bei pri adama. But v'sharei lonis mishisi yitzu, but other trees, it's choshev right away. When it starts growing, it's ready. This is only by a grape, because in the Gemara's Mavur there, that maybe other fruits are different. So, but by a grape, you see from the Gemara that it's not called a fruit yet, so you make by the Priva Adama. Now the Rosh continues, and he says, "V'im is so big, b'boiser." Let's say a person doesn't know. He doesn't know exactly this pull a love and how this, what the size is. He doesn't know Masik pull a love on Yivarech by Priva Adama. If he has a suffix, he should make by Priva Adama. Why? Maybe it has the size. The Kaimalon Kimasnisen, because we paskin like the Mishnah in Daf Mem. The Mishnah is in Daf Mem, says in Berech Alpeisil by Priyadom Yotza. Vaf Algav the Begumara Michael Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Gemara over there says that it's only Rabbi Yehuda, Mikomakam Kaimalon Ocha. That's how we paskin. Kivin the Sosam Latan, because in our Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, so we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That means if we have a suffix, if this grape has the size of a pulalovan, we should make a adama. Why? Maybe it has the right size. Maybe it is big enough. But since b'di'evad yoytza with adama, so you're safe. Nice b'di'evad yoytza anyways, and maybe it's even the katchila. And to make a pashtus, that would be the wrong bracha, because if it's less than the size, it's no good. If you make a adama, you're safe. So you make a adama. But the question is, why didn't the Rosh say this in the beginning also? When he started off, that unless when it's Vada, let's take a case where you know for sure it's less than the size of a Palalava. Then the Rosh says you make by a Pri Adam. But it doesn't grow from the ground. So the Fidah Shagasaya, this whole psak that you can make Adama if it's Vada less than a Palalava is also only based on the Shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, that Ike Il Nara, that the main thing is the ground. But the Rosh didn't say that. When he comes to a Suffolk, now he has a problem. Then we have a problem, what should he do? So he says, then just make Adama, but maybe it's the wrong bracha. Maybe it's, it has the size. So he says, because but the Avid, anyways, he Yotze, is Mashma, that if it's Vaday less than a Palalavan, then it doesn't matter whether you pass like a Yehuda or you pass like the Rabbanon. When it's less than a Palalavan, it's Vaday that you make Adama. But why is it Vada? It doesn't grow from the ground, it grows from the tree.
Is he saying that the Psak of Palalavan, Krib Yehuda,
the Psak that less than the
Palalavan, the Adama should only be according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Only should be according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you hold like the Rabbanon, it might be the wrong bracha. Anyways, even if it's less than the size. Good, it's not AIDS. It's a Shehakel. But why Adama? It doesn't grow from the ground. So this is a raya, like you want to say, Reb Shlomo Mitaka, this is a raya. From this Rosh I see that the idea that we're saying now, that on if it's not a peri, you can make a adoma, is not because ike el ara. The pshat is because if a person would eat, let's say it would be edible, like Tom eats a peri shava, like we say, the Ben Shalom wanted that every tree should taste good. If a person would eat the tree itself, there wouldn't be a question what bracha you make. Why? Because the tree is like a vegetable. Just like a vegetable grows from the ground, the tree grows from the ground. So there wouldn't be a shayla. If a person would eat the tree and it would be edible, he would make adoma. So now why is the fruit different than the tree? Why are we saying on the fruit that it's a whole machlokes abuse in the Rabbanan? The tree itself is a product from the ground. The tree is like a high stalk that comes out of the ground. So why all of a sudden when it comes to the peri, why do we say no, the peri grows from the tree? What's the difference? The difference is because the peri is something separate. It's not part of the tree. It's something separate. It's an offspring from the tree. It's not the tree itself. The tree is Hadama. This is something that came from the tree. Now, at what point do you say it's separate? What makes it separate? It could be considered something separate if it has a chashivas b'fnei atzmai. The chashivas that it is called a peri, that is because if it's now not the tree itself, now it's something else. Kolzman, it's not a chashivas b'fnei atzmai, so it's like the tree itself. Just like the bark of the tree grows from the ground, the leaves of the tree grow from the ground. It's all one big plant. Like you have a banana that grows even though it grows from a tree, but if the tree doesn't stay from the l'sham l'shana, so it's all like something growing from the ground. Every peri, even if the tree stays, but it comes from the ground, it's part of the tree. The only thing that makes it different is because it has a shem b'fnei atzmai, because it's a different shem. When does that different shem come? So we're learning over here by Beiser that before it reaches the size of Palalavan, it's not considered a peri. And if it's not considered a peri, it's like part of the tree still. So Lamela, it doesn't make a difference if the peri is b'di'evit, you could be Yitzhah Adam or not. Because this is not a b'di'evit, this is a l'katchila, because this is the tree. Now, when you have a suffix, now you run into a shayla already, because we don't know, is it a Palalavan or not? Then you have to say like this, well, on the tzad that it's less, then it's l'katchila, but on the tzad that it's more, then you have to, it's totally machlokes, a b'yudah and the Rabbanon. That's why the Rosh has to already be marach. Maybe we paskin like a b'yudah, maybe we paskin like a Rabbanon. And he says, but we do paskin like a b'yudah, and that's why you could even be the other. that's over here. Now by Kafrisin, he says Kemoy Kafrisin. The lashon of the Rosh is Mikan Yeshlom Machem Bach Bereitz Alaboy Shibach Belovin Ambach Beadam Kemoy Kafrisin. He compares it to Kafrisin. The way we're saying that Kafrisin, you'll have to hear that by Kafrisin, it's also not something separate. It's also part of the tree. Now, Kafrisin is not the main food for sure. So you'll have to say that anything that's not the main food is still part of the tree. And really the Gemara says, Taka, that Kafrisin is not Chayav Ba'ola, the Gemara says. And the reason for that is that it's not Chayav Ba'ola. The Gemara says the Metzius of the Kafrisin is that it's like a peel, but it's not a regular peel. It's a peel that even though it doesn't stay till the end, it falls off before, and it doesn't, and the food doesn't spoil. So it's because the klal is by Ola, the Gemara says by Ola, just like the Peder is Chayav Ba'ola, it says, V'araltam Ola, so es period. The S is ma'av, es hatofel l'piryo. But man niyu shoyme l'pedi, the shoyme also is chayav ba'ola. So the Gemara asks, the kafrisin should be chayav ba'ola. So the Gemara says, no, but the kafrisin, they don't stay till the end. The shoyme l'pedi is only if you have to have it on the whole time. This falls off before. So I'm saying that since it's not a shoyme l'pedi either, it's not a pedi and not a shoyme l'pedi, so it doesn't become a tuffle to the pedi, it still is considered part of the tree. And that's what the Rosh means, Kemoy Kafrisin. Just like Kafrisin is not called a Peiri and not a Shem of the Peiri. It's not bottled to the Peiri. And Mele, you make Adama. The Torah's Vadai, no difference if you're like Yudah Rabbanon, who are then by Boitzer, less than a Pilolam. And I found in the Chassam Sofer, in Pashas Kisovoy, he brings a Kasha from his Rebbe, the Haflah, and he says, how could there be a machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanon? He asks if you can make b'di'evet on a food adoma or not. It's a befeish pasuk. Hine hevesi as reishis pri ha adoma shenasata liHashem. So it's a befeish pasuk. What's pri adoma talking about there? Not only chitim zayim. It's talking about gevin teiner riman zeishem and advash. All fruit are included in reishis pri adoma. So how could we have a machlokes if you could call a food pri adoma? How could there be a machlokes even? You don't have to the kasha. So he answers because Bikurim, they used to very mark it and mafish it when it was just budding before it even became a peri. At that point, it's called Priho Adama still. So that's this word, I think, that we're saying, that's mamish this word. That Avada, before it has a chashivas in itself, for sure it's called Priho Adama. The whole question starts after it's ripe, after it becomes a Shem Pri, then it's not part of the tree anymore, then it's a separate thing. Then the Shail is, but still, maybe you say you could be the Eved make Adam or not. But before it's ripe, it's even the Katchila that you can make Adam. But there's one other Kasha that the Shagazaya asks, which this wouldn't be enough of a Teretz, because there's another case in the Gemara, which is pilpul and peppers. The Gemara has a whole shaila, what bracha you make on pilpul. The Gemara doesn't say clearly. The Gemara just says that when there's retifta and there's yabeshta. This is the Gemara. And Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, kos pilpul v'yayim the kipura potter. In Kippur, a person wouldn't be chayiv, of course, if he ate this pilpul because it's not roi l'achila. Then the Gemara says that pilpul are chayiv ba'ola. So you see that it's a food. That it's a food. Like kasha ha b'tifta ha b'yabeshta. When they're soft, they're still damp, but they're soft, then it is a food. And then Yom Kippur, he would be maybe chayiv koros ha b'yabeshta once it's dry, then it's not royal achila, then you don't make any brocha, or maybe shahakal, or maybe no brocha. Now, what's beretifta? The Gemara doesn't say which brocha you make when it's retifta. So the Rambam says, and that's other Rishonim, bring it a suffix in it, But the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos they're better tifta. You make ha'adama. Why? Why ha'adama? Because the main purple and that people plant off when it's dry to chop it and mix it into other food, but not to eat it in itself. That's the main idea when the person plants it. But a tifta, you don't eat it that way. But it's edible, but you don't eat it. It's not planted for that.
It's planted to be a spice.
It's planted to be a spice, not to be a food. So mele, you don't make lights on it. That's the Rambam brings in Hilchos Brachos. Ha'pilpulin, the Rambam says, "Bizman she'en retuvim uvachlein be'pri adama." Not ha'itz, but ha'adama. So, but this avalyavashim, then you don't eat it in itself, so you don't make any bracha, unless you mix it into other food. But again, the Rambam says, "Pilpulin, you make ha'adama." Now, we said before that in the Rambam, the Rashba has a tzad that the Rambam holds that, but the Evet, you cannot make Baira Priya Adam on a food, because the Rabbi Melechus Bikurim says, Yahweh Shammai, Venixa Tzu'ilm, maybe Ve'ene Koira. That means that the ground doesn't count, only the tree counts. So over here by Pilpulin, if you go with that Shitta, then the Pilpulin, you can't say comes from the ground. Now, we wanted to answer before, because it's not a Hapeda in itself yet. As long as it's not a Hapeda in itself, it's considered part of the tree. But over here, you can't say that, because the Gemara says, ha-pilpulin chayavim ba'ola. And if pilpulin is chay ba'ola, that means it's called in the Torah, var'altam alos espirya. It's called a peri. If it's called a peri, so anachanama, it's not the main peri. It doesn't have the chashivas. But making hadama should be the wrong bracha, because this is a peri for ola. It's called a peri. So if it's a peri for ola, over here, it's not connected to the ground anymore. It's part of the tree. It shouldn't be connected. It's not part of the tree that comes to the ground. It's part of it. It's a peyri that comes from the tree. So even with the avid, you shouldn't be yotze unless you pass it on every fruit you can make adama. But if the shit in the Rambam was that, like the Rashba understood that, but the avid, you're not yotze, over here you could run into a problem already.
You can say that that which pilpun is chayav in Allah is only when it's yavesta, when it's dry. When it's retifta, it's not nachash kimperi, so you're not having earlier.
What's that?
Let's say baiser. Are you having earlier by baiser before? I'm saying before it becomes before it's developed.
It's not chayav earlier.
It's not chayav earlier.
No, but over here, it first gets dry when it's off the tree. Over there, the pshat is, because it has to have on the tree, it becomes a... Over there, it's not chayav ba'ola because it wasn't nigma yet.
The pilpulin don't dry on the tree?
I think you take it off, it dries. You take it off and then you dry it out, like raisins. That's what I think. I was thinking maybe a little different because I found the Ritva. The Gemara says like this. It says in the Torah, in Tatem Eitz Macho, you plant a fruit tree, Varaltem Alos is period. Then you keep the fruits the first 3 years old. So the Gemara asks, if it says in Tatem Eitz Varaltem Alos is period, so you know you're talking about Eitz Macho. If there's fruits, it's Eitz Macho. Why does the Torah have to write the word Eitz Macho? So the Gemara says, Lehovi Eitz Shetam Eitz Epiyah Shavah Veze Pilpulin. That's coming to teach us that pilpulin is also Chayav Ba'ola. How do we know that Pasuk means pilpulin? Because pilpulin, the Eitz and the fruit have the same tam. That means there's something soft in the tree that tastes like the pilpulin. Just like Gemara says, by Esrig, it's Tam Eitz Pirishava. Same thing as by Pilpulin. So Eitz Macha means something that the Eitz itself is like a Macha. So I was thinking, and I saw on the Ritva, Hitaka says like that, that by Etzim Taka, the Pilpulin shouldn't be Chayav Ba'olah, the Misfara, because the Pilpulin, the Etzim, is part of the Eitz. It's not a regular food. It's really part of the tree. That's what Torah says. That sometimes an Eitz Machal is also Chayav Ba'olah. Usually only a fruit is Chayav Ba'olah. Over here, the Torah said a special Chiddush that even though it's not a fruit, it's also Chayav Ba'olah. It's really maybe like the Eitz. So here it's a special gzeiras hakosa. It's chaybala not mitam peyre. It's chaybala because the tree is chaybala, not the peyre. Usually the peyre is chaybala, not the tree. Over here the pilpulin is really part of the tree, but the Torah said a special gzeiras hakosa that it's chaybala. That's only benegei ola, but benegei brochas, it's taka part of the tree. It's not part of it. The Gabba Ola, the Torah said that that's a Yitzim Nakal, that even though usually you need a fruit, but the Gabba Brochas, you can't say Ho'etz because it's not a fruit Be'etzem. So since you can't say Ho'etz, the real Brocha is Ho'adoma because it is really part of the tree Be'etzem. And Mamela, since it's part of the tree, the Ikke Brocha is Ho'adoma. There's a chiddush in the Mung Avram. The Mung Avram says that let's say someone made on a grape less than the size, for sure it had less than the size, he made by mistake ho'etz. The Shalim say he's supposed to make Adama, but let's say he made ho'etz. So the Mung Avram says, but the Evet he was yotze. Because still, the Evet he was yotze. Because it is something, eventually it'll be a food, and the Evet is yotze. So everyone asks on the Mung Avram, so then why did the Rishonim say that if you have a suffix, you should make a Adama? Why not write? What's up with Adama? Maybe make a Eitz for the Mung Avram. Tell your Rabbi. They all ask, so other Rabbi, it's mashma that even B'diavad you're not Yotze. Like we said before, because till it becomes a fruit, it's part of the tree, even B'diavad you can't say B'diavad. It's like a Sheker Dika Brocha, it's not the right Brocha. So how could the Mung Avram say that B'diavad you're Yotze? So I'm thinking like this. The Mung Avram is saying it's not a sheker. Because Beloshim B'nei Adam, let's call it at least, even maybe in Lumbus, it's not B'nei Pri Yoetz, but in Loshim B'nei Adam, we call it a fruit. So that's enough B'dievet. But if you make a Adama on a fruit, it's not just because it's not a complete sheker. It's more than that. Because Iker El Lara, when a person makes a Adama on a fruit, even though a person is supposed to make a Eitz, that's only because of to show the Chashivas. Just like you make a Goffin on Yain to show the Chashivas, and but the Evet, a lot of places can hold the Yotze with a Eitz. That means that the Iker, really, by wine, the Iker Bracha maybe is even a Eitz, just to show the Chashivas, you're supposed to make a more chashiva bracha, but it's not that ho'etz is not really the bracha that fits to this thing. It fits just as well, just it's not as choshev. So you make a goffin on bread, be'etzem ha'adama would make sense, just it's, yeah, it's because of chashivas. Of pas, you make a mo'etzel lechem in the oret. So the same thing is, on every fruit, really the bracha is ha'adama. If you hold ikke il na'ara like we paskin, the Ike Bracha really is Ha'adama. No, to show Chashivas, the Chachamim said, you're supposed to make a special Bracha Ho'etz to show the Chashivas of a fruit. But when you're making Ha'adama, it's not Pshad, it's you're making a Pshad Abba, the Evetika Bracha. But Etzim, the Bracha is the correct Bracha also. Just you lost the mitzvah of making a more Chashiva Bracha. So there's two things. There's something. The Mung Avram is saying like this. The Mung Avram is saying, if someone by mistake made Ho'etz on Bezer, the Pshat is, it's not a complete Sheker. Because people call it a grape, so it's not a sheker. If it's not a sheker, so you can't say he wasn't Yotze B'dievet. But when a person makes Ha'adoma, it's not just that it's not a sheker. It's more than that. Pshat is because this is the bracha that really fits to this thing. Like the Torah says, there because it was before, but even always Be'etzem, if you hold Ike Il Na'ara, so after it's full grown, it's just like before the Torah calls it Pri Adama. So we pass an Ike El Nara. So afterwards, it's also the Ike. The Ike is that it's Pri Adama. Just you lost the mitzvah of making Ho'etz, which the Chacham wanted to show the chashivas of a fruit. So that's why over here, if you have a suffix, you have to take two choices. According to the Rambam, you have two choices. You can make Ho'etz for the Evet. You can make Adama B'dievet, but the Evet, you'd be able to with either one of the choices. But which one of the two should you pick? So the Rishonim are telling us, you should pick Ha'adama, because Ha'adama is an Ike Bracha, not a Shvacha Bracha. It's really an Ike Bracha. Just you lost the chashivas, but that you can't help yourself because it's a suffix. You can't take a chance of making the wrong bracha, which is not the eker. You don't want to take that chance of making a shvacha the bracha. You want to try to pick the best bracha that's possible. The best bracha that's possible in this situation is for Adama, because that is an eker bracha. Even though b'di'evdi yoytzer, it's only because it's not a complete sheker. So we let it pass like b'di'evd, but it's not the same as for Adama.
Thank you.